Great to have your company, Adelaide. 2K Tuesday on the quiz with no name. Thanks to Auto Masters. A chance to win $2,000 in about 15 minutes' time. And in that opener, it correctly said, see what Jarman can do. Let's invite the great man in, the one, the only, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Love Adelaide. Love Louis. Love Mount Gambier. Love the weather.
Love, love.
Love the weather, Lulu, on a Tuesday.
I'm feeling it. And I'll tell you what else we love. Lulu. Lemon.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Did you go in?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the spin-off from the great man. I'm just sitting back in the shadows, just waiting there. Actually, people are starting to call me Oliver.
Oh, Oliver.
As often I'm saying, please, may I have more? Can I have some more, sir?
Hey, we've got plenty to give today.
Yeah, we've got a show for you today. The Sample have announced their new rules for 2019.
Have we got our new rule
changes? Take a look at that. Absolutely. Okay. We've got Wayne Miller Jr. The Adelaide Crows going to join us live on the show in about a half an hour's time. He's been on a worldwide travelling spree.
He had a damn good year too, the young man.
All right. I'm going to ask him about the toolies down at training too, those old fellas, the toolies, as I like to call them.
Yes, that's up and about.
And to see if he can't speak to us, he's been to Gay Paddy, a bit of French. Ooh. See whether he's got his accents up and running.
Oh, young
bit
junior.
A bit of London, a bit of France, a few other bits and pieces. Righto. Wherever the stamps in the passport are, bang. We'll see if he can drop into that kind of convo with us.
Yes.
Love to start the show with a bit of fun and round of music coming up today, which is an all-time classic.
It is a favourite.
Still the best idea the show's ever had. And whose was it?
No.
Jazz's. It's amazing. Legacy material there. Need to turn our attention. Fronting the media is a tough gig at the best of times,
absolutely.
But it's a required thing these days if you want to be a sports star.
It's a skill.
Our very own Gary Lyon, a.k.a. Nathan the Goat, has been fronting the media again. Just have a listen. He's mixing up his words a little like somebody I know.
No.
He's doing a great job. He's very well respected throughout the whole Australian setup. To have someone like him at the Realm, it's excellent for Australian cricket.
Justin Langer at the Realm.
What's he saying?
It should have been.
He's got new teeth, you know that, ain't you?
Justin's at the helm. The Realm.
And the Realm.
Is the kingdom.
Well, who's teaching him how to use the English dictionary?
Excuse me.
And did he mumble? Was there a bit of mumble there?
There was.
From the goat?
A little bit. It just sort of throws me back into a bit of a throwback mood.
Here we go.
It's hard to beat, but I reckon I can beat it. Remember? No, wait for it. You think it's about you, mate, but it's not. Can you play You're So Vain, Carly Simon, please?
No. Because you normally go refer back to me, wouldn't it?
There's another outstanding man with a good set of hands that could butcher a phrase or five.
Yeah, definitely. I think during the week, Adelaide have come out and said it's going to be a low-scoring game, so they're pretty straight to the word. They don't talk a lot of smoke and shadows behind the window.
Young Cloakie.
Travis Cloak.
Oh, Trav.
In a blue and white apron there, I think.
Could you get your top five by the end of the year?
Well, I got my top three.
Go, man. Redbacks go from boom to dust.
Boom
to dust. Boom to dust.
Boom.
Boom. To dust.
Yeah,
no, I've got fatigue here. Yeah, they've gone from boom to dust.
That's boom or bust.
Oh, shit, it is too. I can't read my own bloody writing.
Jesus.
I do apologise. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, gee.
I had dust.
Yeah, I know that. You said it three times.
Oh, you idiot. Well.
You were so confident.
I don't read my own writing because I write so fast. And what were you laughing in the
Excuse
background
me,
for?
Did you just try and do a Big Mel impersonation?
Did I? Oh, boy. I better stick to my Western roots.
There it is.
I love this song. I don't care if I'm a little bit vain.
Was your kerchief apricot?
Come on, let's go.
Stick with us. It's going to get better. It's 2K Tuesday here
on
the Rush Hour.
Out today?
Shut up. Ours are okay.
We're back.
Sample rules coming up next.
Well, good song.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M. Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Sample have announced what rules they'll be playing by in 2019, Jars.
Mm.
And they're going to go with the 6-6-6 starting positions. And, of course, one of those forwards has to be in the goal square, just like the AFL.
Yep.
No hands in the back. That's been the hands in the back.
What are your
stuff.
Thoughts
That's
on
scrapped.
That one?
I think it's too technical. I think umpire can and will be able to judge whether you push.
Yeah.
If you're just holding your ground, I mean, you shouldn't.
That's a skill in itself.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you're caught out of position, well, that's you being caught out of position. I should be able to just rest my hands on you to stop you coming back into
as long
the
as
space.
The umpire gets that decision right. Because if it's a blatant push in the back, you've got to pay that free kick.
Absolutely.
I think it's a good rule. Good rule change.
I really like that. Yeah. You can still have third man up at the ruck contest.
I like
which
that. I like that.
And the other one, and this is the one to keep the speed of the game on, from kickings from now on, you don't have to kick the ball to yourself.
No.
You can just cruise on out.
Yep.
And the man on the mark won't be 5 metres, he'll be 10 metres
correct.
Away. Mm-hmm. And that area will be an exclusion zone.
Mm.
So no one else can be in there. And if you're in there as the bloke's retrieving the ball and about to kick it in, you've got to get and be actively seeking to get out of the area.
Get out of spot on.
Again, designed to get the ball back into play quicker, more one-on-ones, more free-flowing footy.
Yes.
Interchange still capped at 60. Last possession still sits there. 25-metre penalty still around.
Yep.
Since 2015, you love this number, they've dropped from 84 to 60 stoppages in the sample.
There you go. That's
by way of that last possession rule. So it's just kept it a lot more open. And having witnessed a lot of sample footy firsthand this season,
works. Yeah, it does. We saw one of the highest scoring grand finals in 35 years.
I know, amazing.
Wasn't it just a wonderful, wonderful game?
So that is just some of the stuff coming out of the sample where it's at.
I like these rules changes.
I like the idea of the 6-6-6, especially in starting, because especially in sample footy, there is a real fashion at times to start players behind the ball. And I think, especially at centre bounces, it's not gonna be a burden on you if you're going to try and drift one back in the air like everyone will do. Yeah. So I think good work by Adam Kelly and gang at the Sample.
Can I just be the devil's advocate here? Will we be called the SNFL AFL one day? Because most of the state leagues have fallen in line.
The SAFL.
Is this where we're heading?
Depends, mate. It really depends on the SNFL.
So where's our point of difference?
Well, that's the point being, right? So you either want to be part under the umbrella of the big one.
Big dog.
Where the cash then filters down.
Yep.
Or can they continue to stand alone and generate the incomes and the money needed to keep the competition the best outside of the AFL? That is the clash between the two. And you know, the best way to answer that is vote with your feet.
Yeah.
If you're a supporter.
Mm-hmm.
So the clubs can stay financial.
Yes, sir.
As we know, there's a handful still aren't doing well.
No, they're not.
So you go, well, how long can they hold out? Because rumour suggests that AFL are just waiting for it to fall on its knees and then they'll pick it up take it and say, now it's ours.
Wow.
You had your chance and you stuffed it up. So I don't know, mate. I hope it keeps its identity. I really do.
Yeah.
But you and I have spoken about this at length. National Reserves competition.
Yeah.
What will that do to it if that comes in?
It'll hurt it.
The repercussions are enormous.
Yeah.
And I think whoever's in charge at both levels need to really consider that impact and what that's going to do to, God, how long's the history of South Australian footy? The sample,
plus.
You instantly you'll wipe that out straight away.
The reserves competition, it costs about $50,000 to $60,000 a year to run the reserves program in the sample. I'd like to get rid of the reserves competition and have an elite under-16s, 18s, and in your league side, all play a triple header at your suburban grounds. That's just my thoughts going forward.
It is a, well, then what are we doing with those guys that aren't making the list?
Because your good under-18s player, he's playing resis already, or if not, he'd be playing league football.
But where do you get your depth from when you get your injuries?
Well,
you've
got your local clubs.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where those sample clubs build better relationships with their local football clubs in their zones, to be honest. That's just my thought.
Leave it with me. I'll put it on the desk and I'll see if I can file through it tomorrow when I go through my papers.
Yeah, just thought I'd throw that out before we go into a song.
The Rush Hour, Charles and Laurie at Triple M.
In suburbs all over Australia, maintaining a good relationship with neighbours is a delicate balance. How long should I borrow the tools for? What time can I start the mower on a Sunday morning? To help navigate this rocky terrain, the Rush Hour has introduced Law and Backyard Order.
Oh, yep. Jarzy's bringing one to the table. Last time, for those who missed it was eating ice cream whilst driving. We didn't really solve that, but it was a good topic.
But I got some response. 133353 family, get on board. If you're with me or not, had a heated debate over the weekend with a mate regarding backyard cricket and the rules regarding a ball being hit for a six over the next door neighbour's establishment.
Mm-hmm.
A. Do you go and knock on the door, or B, you jump the fence and get the ball and then get back over the fence?
Right. So We're not talking about whether it's out or not. Okay, that's your own rules.
No, no, no.
So we're talking about retrieval of balls.
Correct. Well, if you've hit one over the next door neighbours or
well, there's
for a
great
six.
Ad on TV at the moment where the two kids give the old lady the chocolates. No need to throw that one back.
Mm.
Now what you should do is
I jump the fence.
Yeah.
All right. Me mate in question, which got quite heated, would knock on the door.
He's a door knocker.
He's a door knocker. He's a door knocker.
Talk about slowing the game down.
Polite, but I'm saying, mate, this is backyard cricket. This is competitive.
Well, it's a quick, fast game.
That's just, say if they're not home, Lou. I said to him, say if they're not home.
Yeah, you're done.
Who's going to retrieve the cricket? Yeah, what's happened to our game?
I've got a number of issues here.
I like this.
Firstly, there should be several spare balls. The grass cutter. The slaz that's got plenty of fur on it.
Yeah.
You know, all for the different types of decks, right? So there should be plenty of space.
Right.
Jump the back fence unless there's a mad dog.
There. All if he's a big dog, you let it go.
Yeah, you got to
wear
that.
If he's a
wee
little dog, I mean, you take a punt.
And again, relationships should have already been set and boundaries been set with the neighbours.
Mm.
And that's mum and dad's issue.
Right.
They either know well enough that there's kids next door that play cricket and that young Andrew's got a great hook shot, so
correct.
The ball's going to be coming.
Spot on.
I don't get it.
Are you with me on this one?
I had a similar problem in my childhood.
Oh, no.
Backyard, two King Charles Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And a man who in his mid-40s
was
still playing with trains.
Right. Keep going.
Wes and I would often flick off the toes, or Greg Chappell, the hip shot.
Yeah, you're Gregory Stephen.
Midwicket
over
for four.
Yeah, four or six.
Yeah, probably six, but four. Yeah.
Four, right.
And then the balls would be in there, and he had a veggie patch. Mm. Well, we'd just go up and over.
Right.
Up and over and land like we're going up the cliffs of Gallipoli.
Nice.
That's us. And in and get
you
it.
You took it.
And
took a punt.
And then the dogs, they would yap. And then he started to crack the sads with us coming over the top and would never throw our balls back.
Yeah, okay.
So what we would do in our spare time is climb that fence, get up on top and piff missiles at two King Charles Cavaliers.
No.
I may have even made it rain one day.
You know my love for animals.
I said I may have even made it rain one day off the top of the fence.
Sit down.
He's funny.
Let's go to Craig of Virginia. G'day, Craig.
Jump, I say.
G'day, boys. You've taken my thunder away with the size of the dog. So I think it might be a good time to move forward in society and actually get to know our neighbours, which people don't do anymore.
Very good call.
Was a time when everybody knew everybody and there was never a problem. But nowadays, go and knock on the door and say g'day.
Yeah, good spot idea. On, Craig.
Craig. It was often fun, though, to play watch and be the watch-out guy for the dog, if it was a big one.
Yeah, you had to be quick. Had to be quick.
You'd knock on the door. Can I have a prize for Craig, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Offspring tickets. There'll be Theatre Wednesday, December 5.
Okay.
Get your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au.
Simon of Andrews Farm. G'day, Simon.
Hey, young boys. How are you? Look, you jump in my backyard. I've got 50 kilos of Rottweiler. It'll probably take your ball and your leg.
Yep.
Oh, he's got a Rottweiler.
That's a fair call, mate. And then those are the risks you need to sum up as a kid.
I'd be disciplined with my cricket shot.
Simon, you'd warn the kids that was what was in the backyard, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, he's standing there looking at you pretty much as you stick your head over.
Yeah, he's a bit.
Do you throw the balls back?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, good boy. That's a good neighbour.
I think there should be a sign up at your place, Jumper Beware. Oh, nice
get on
one, mate.
Simo.
Very good. Great topic,
now, are you with me?
I'm telling
you. You know, look, my brother and I was the jumper back in our day, Gordini Crescent.
Yeah.
Right. DJ was the old polite one.
What about?
He'd walk out, you know.
What about if you got brave enough?
Yeah.
Insert silly enough. Mm. That you probably, surely you boys did this. Every now and then you'd just tempt fate and get the real cricket ball out.
Mm. Yeah.
And then
I know.
You might just flick one over the fence
and then
may hit something.
May. You may do some real serious damage.
But
I'm a jumper, Luke.
Yeah. I mean, you've always been. the way you played, you were a jumper. You were a great aerialist. I mean, I reckon Mods would have been a jumper.
Oh, yeah, Mods would have been.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Got a Holden? Switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1300 Automasters.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money.
Stop press. It's 2K Tuesday.
Would be our delight, Jars, to give away $2,000 today.
Would you, Luke?
Absolutely love to give it away. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $2,000 on the end of the line. All thanks to our good mates at Automasters. Who's playing today?
Tomo from Edwardstown joins us today. G'day, Tomo. Welcome.
How are you, boys? Jars, Louis.
Very good. Tomo, how's your day?
Yeah, going well, mate. Going real well.
All right. Well, I think I'm just looking around the room. They don't look. They look like a bunch of Grinches in here, Tomo. So I'm tipping just the one Auto Masters juice.
One Lulu. Yeah.
It makes more sense if you go 2K Tuesday now with two Auto Masters lifelines.
Yeah. Okay. Two Lulu.
Oi. Oh, geez, Tomo, right. You got two.
Love your work, boys.
Christmas is coming up.
Time starts at the end of the first question. As a result of the two, Murph gets a bit tight, so make sure whatever you say is the correct stuff. And I wish you all the best of luck. Here's Jar.
Tomo, number one, how many test matches are Australia cricketers playing over the next 4 years? Is it 41 or 49?
49.
How old is Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin? Is he 41 or 49?
41.
Which driver won the Brazilian Grand Prix?
Auto Masters.
Which network is broadcasting the Australian Open this summer?
Nine.
Which Australian cricketer had the nickname Pigeon?
McGrath.
What sport does Demetrius Conger play?
Auto Masters.
Yep,
they're done. Which country is known as the Three Lions? Which country?
England.
Which Formula One driver was ordered to do 2 days of community service yesterday for his little spat?
Sucked up.
Verstappen.
Marks. Which sports person did the GQ magazine name as Woman of the Year?
Williams. Williams.
Who is the ex-Australian wicketkeeper who's now an official member of the Rush Hour?
Gilly.
Tomo. Tomo. Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. Sit tight, Tomo. Sit tight.
Oh, God.
Jeez. That is...
Analyzing now.
Two Auto Masters live lines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Is it? Is it? Is it?
Correct.
Oh, Tomo.
No.
Excuse me.
All right, didn't quite get the job done, Tomo there. Did not quite get the job done. Our man, 9 out of 10, and he's undoing.
Oh, love him.
He had two undoings, Duck Club. And how many test matches are the Australian cricketers playing over the next 4 years? Was it 41 or 49? Tomo went with 49 when he knew he should have went with 41.
Bad luck, Tomo.
Tell you what, great addition to have the quiz with no
And he slipped out frothy at the end, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no, we should point out the reason we're laughing is we had to dump him because he got a bit upset.
He was passionate.
He just said frothy.
And he even apologised.
$100 worth of Instant Scratchits, Tomo. Share the joy this Christmas with Instant Scratchit tickets.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
No. Yeah, but he's still got the prize. I've still got to give him.
I don't know. Yeah, does he?
Nah, we give him the prize because he got nine, mate.
Yeah, no, he did well.
With a stingy quiz.
It was a pretty impressive performance. Wow.
What did he say at the end? My ears were...
You.
God love him.
Move it on.
That's just life.
Yeah, it is. Move it on.
Yeah, he didn't. All right. Good on him. How's Murph's fingers?
If you've got a Ford, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
It was good eye contact in studio.
I wasn't quite sure whether he said it or not.
Yeah, he said it.
Jars and Louis, it's the Rush Hour on 104.7 Triple M.
Crows are back in action, Jar. So too Port Adelaide. First year to four-year players are back in action. So time to check in with the man who made some giant leaps and strides late last season, Wayne Miller Jr. Junior, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, guys.
G'day, mate.
All right, mate, good to have you on board. I need to start first up. You've had some big, extensive off-season travels. That beard is doing plenty, mate. It is coming along nicely.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it is. It's going on. I only just started as a vet, but I've decided to keep it a little bit. But it's definitely grown a bit.
Enjoying the work. I said to Jars the other day, you've had some of the senior boys come back and help out. I've labelled them as the toolies, like at schoolies when the old people come back. are they cramping your style? Yeah.
Nah, they're sweet. They're sweet. They come back and help us out. So, it's good to have them back. And it just shows the younger boys that they're ready to go to. They want to come and lead us. So, but it's good to have them back. You know, it's always good. The more people training out there, it gets a bit... Now, we only got 15 or 16 so training out there, so it makes it a bit tough, but when you get more people there, it makes it a bit easier.
Now, Junior, I'm hearing very good reports that new recruit Shane McAdam is training very, very well and may even start round one next year.
Yeah, look, he's good. He's come in and train them well, which is good, and really, you know, bond them with the boys as well. Yep. He's been good. I think he's staying with Brodie Smith at the moment, which is good. So, but yeah, he's going to be exciting, and I can't wait to see him play.
Yeah.
Well, Junior, some extensive travels. Got a few photos in front of us. Got to the Chelsea Footy Club. Yeah. Would have been amazing. Went to Paris. How's your French?
No good.
Well, say something in French. Say
non.
Yeah.
I got no idea. I was struggling over there. It was hard.
Mate, what was Chelsea like? What was it like to go and see a football club of that sort of worth and wealth?
Yeah, it was awesome to go there. We sort of was just like, what do we do? And then we decided we'd just go to Chelsea and have a look around. It was awesome. They don't look after their visitors that well, though. Their visitors' change rooms was pretty ordinary, but
so
they definitely put all their money into the home club, which is good.
Any close calls? You were there with Cam Ellis-Shulman and obviously Brodster. Any close shaves or kept the noses nice and clean?
We almost missed the bus on the first day, which wasn't too fun, but we were stressing out. But that's the only probably close call.
Oh, Junior, you've been back training a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks now. What's been the focus so far with you boys?
I guess we're just back into it now. We're just sort of training, I guess. We'll probably focus a little bit on our Crows ball at the moment, offense. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it hasn't been too. We haven't focused on it too much because Pikey's back this week. So, all the older boys, I'm sure will go through what we're going to focus on over the preseason when all the older boys come back.
Junior, what about you? Where do you want to improve? Is it the rig? Do you want to be able to sort of get in there, suns out, guns out, Scotty Thompson style? Or is it, what are you trying to add to your game? Because your rebounding footy and take the game on footy last year was exceptional, mate.
Yeah, look, I just want to, keep continuing. But, yeah, it's just my main focus over the preseason is probably my, with my patella tendonitis, just keeping on top of that. I didn't do much of the preseason last year because of them, but probably just strengthen up around them and just that core strength. So my core strength, which will help me play.
Very nice. And are any of the boys looking for a roast dinner? Because I know a place where they can go down there on Henley Beach. An ex-player loves to have current players around. Is that right, Jar? Get an invite out, Jar.
I haven't got him in my academy.
How can you not?
Well, I've got to reassess the academy for 2019. I haven't sat down and done that yet.
No one can even ride him for 8 seconds. He's unrideable. They can't tackle him.
I love the way he plays. Oh, I love the way Junior plays.
I'll tell you what, Junior, if Jarvis is not going to take you because he's got first pick here in the Rush Hour draft, I'll take you with my first pick.
Sweet, I've got him. No worries.
And I'm rocking the beard like you too, mate. So
you are too.
I love that.
Oh, I'm loving it, mate. Well, enjoy
all the best,
the off-season, mate. Keep it up. And out at Greenfields, happy day this weekend for you?
Yep, Saturday there. So I think we're there from about, there's a couple of boys there. We're spread out all over the place, but I'll be there at, I think it's 10 o'clock. We start there. We're there for a couple of hours. So, it'll be get down there and support a good cause. Should be good. Raise some money.
Well, nice one, mate. Get around them. What's the song lyric? Something next week it's the fries. Flipping burgers, the fries, I don't know. Don't worry about me, Wayne.
See you, Junior.
See you later. Have a good one.
Great to talk, mate. We'll work that out. Junior, Wayne, Millera, Lewis Academy.
Oh,
you didn't want him. The scars of the camp run deep. Giles, what's the latest rumour floating around?
Well, they do. Richard Douglas had his Bucks party on the weekend, Lulu, and the mal is that one of his mates thought it would be very, very funny to play the Richmond Club theme song on the party bus in reference to the bloody camp, Lulu.
How'd it go?
Well, it went down like a lead balloon with the senior Crows players.
I'll get over it, boys. Move on.
It hurts.
It's just someone taking a piss out of you.
One of his mates thought he'd play the Richmond Club song.
Can I just make a quick announcement? Wow. Can you get can quote me on that?
Yep.
What's happening? If that's true,
that
I'm taking the Lovely Boys title off the 36ers.
No, you can't!
And giving it back to the Adelaide Crazy.
No.
You can quote me on that.
The Lovely Boys are back in town. And whilst we're on weddings, Bryce Gibbs. Yeah. Any danger?
No.
Nah,
we got snubbed, mate. There's a lot of weddings coming up.
Sloan,
Dougie's coming up soon.
We are. Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughan, wedding crashes.
We are.
Right here, right
and
now.
And, mate, we'll sing a song.
Mate.
Need an invitation if you're wedding crashes.
We're going to do that. Yeah. Be warned.
There's about four of them getting married.
I know.
But nah, do we get invites? Oh, no.
No.
We build them up during the year when they can't get a kick.
Yeah. Now would be a great time to throw a bit of Skyhooks. All my friends are getting married. But that's just me. Sing it, Shirl.
Still looking for the Richmond theme song.
Hey, up next, speaking of music, the round of music, Murphy, should be able to hopefully have all them.
Let's work on that. Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Oh!
Louis is doing a 2-minute sprint to the loo. Let's see whether he gets back in time. He's gone. He's off. The Rush Hour. You can now hear between 6 and 7 on 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
That's the cloud roars. Music is smart. The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Oh, it's our favourite segment, and we use the tunes just to sum up situation, people, moments, Jars, don't we? You absolutely always take the new cut, as usual. Here he is off the long run.
Australian cricket team to Dave Warner and Steve Smith. Mm-hmm. They are absolutely missing these two boys. Yep. This is what they said. My boys. You like that one?
I like it with a little lisp for David.
Wallabies got defeated by Wales.
My boys.
Right, the Wallabies, honestly. And Chico Roll, he's under pressure to keep his job.
Michael Chico. All right,
so this was a message from one of the supporters to the Wallabies.
Shut through the heart and you're to play, darling, you give
rugby.
Bon Jovi, we're doing it too.
We are too.
We are.
Do we get tickets? Are you going to take Mumsy?
I've got mine, yeah.
That's good. Good date night for you too.
Right up her alley.
Right, okay, I'll keep moving on now. Marco Kurtz, you know I've been critical. He made three unnecessary changes against Perth Glory last Sunday.
Yes.
High March.
Not happy.
Flirted with our side. Didn't like it.
Yep.
This is for you, Marco.
I'm standing with the man in the mirror.
MJ.
I'm asking him to change his way.
He used to have a good look at himself.
Beautiful.
All right. So, Marco,
go back
to the winning formula.
Don't ad lib.
And the last one, as you know, I celebrated 29 years on Sunday
with
Maz.
Yep.
This is for you, Maz.
Oh, God.
You are so beautiful.
Can't you see? Is that it? There you go, lovey.
Oh, honestly, who is cutting that short?
Yeah, Sam, our production man.
Great effort up until then.
Right, here you go. There's the Kookaburra.
Thanks.
There you go, champ.
I've got a couple of guys. I've got a lot of people in my sights today, so I want to set the theme of some of the individuals I'll be talking about.
Oh, no.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Right, starting with bad boy number one, Dane Zorko. There's a bit of social media activity of him sleeping on a couch in his jocks where he probably shouldn't have been. I got a new nickname. Is he not the new captain of Brisbane?
Yes, he is, Luke.
All right, here it is for him. Captain Underpants.
Well done.
I want that all year.
Brilliant.
With him, okay.
All right.
The other bad boy, it's a little bit of a throwback. Dane Swan, of course, got done DUI.
Yeah.
A lot of people, apparently, a lot of his mates, don't worry about the bus, are putting this on when he gets in the car.
Who's going to drive you home?
There
he
is. Yeah, good call.
We're tickling the ivories today
aren't
in random music, aren't we? Frank, the Hobart policeman, who took that great crowd catch. This should have been echoing through the streets of Hobart that night.
Old school. Hobart.
I think he followed up with, we're going streaking through the quad. I hope. Alex Dimonor, your man.
Yes.
All right.
My boy.
And this, I think this is a message for Bernie. And Nick.
Nicholas.
Who didn't rate him.
No.
White kid who does nothing wrong. This is what he's saying to him now.
So how you liking? How you liking?
Yeah.
How you liking now?
Number 31 in the world. ATP's most improved player on tour.
How you liking now?
Great song.
How you liking now?
Come on, Nick.
Top that, Nico. Hey, you booty. Yeah, good Luke.
We don't miss too many people
well done,
on this show.
The bad boys.
Jack Watts returned to training a week earlier. I rang up Shannon Knoll. I said, do this.
You got to live.
to live.
Come on, Jack. And Travis Head, who we're massive fans
of.
Oh,
yeah.
And his feet aren't working at the moment. This is a message from the feet to Trav, and it's really heartfelt.
Stuck on you.
Stuck.
Beautiful. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way.
That guy, Trav.
Change rooms.
Well done. Good stuff, Luke.
Round
there
of
you go, family. There Pop that. Family.
Hey, if you've got a keyboard at home or a piano, just tinkle it.
See you
later. Tinkle tonight.